Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Gimel Omad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simen Tof Kuf Lamed Aleph, which deals with cutting your hair on Chol HaMoed. And yesterday we gave a start of Siv Dalet. We gave a listing of people that are allowed to cut the hair on Chol HaMoed because they were clearly recognizable that they couldn't cut the hair before Yontif started, and therefore it wouldn't lead to a situation where people might mistakenly think that you're allowed to cut your hair all the time on Chol HaMoed. And we started giving this list yesterday, and we're on the very top line of Gimel Lamed Aleph. We learned yesterday, V'chein HaBoa M'Medina Sayam B'Chol HaMoed, and we also learned, or Oshaba Be'erev HaRega V'lo Shah Yashos B'Yom L'Galeach. So that was the travelers, that was the last group. But we're now going to qualify this. V'hu Shalo Yotzo Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutzel Oretz L'tayel. The exception to the travelers is that the person went not for pleasure traveling, but he went for either mitzvah purposes or for business purposes, as we see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit. Pirush, what is the Mechaber adding on over here to the traveler? Yes, they share. Again, the end of the share, we said, if people traveled and they came back in on Erev Yontif, or they only came in during Chol HaMoed, and there was no chance for them to go and take a haircut before Yontif, those are the circumstances we talked about today. There may be different rules applying because today it's so much easier to get a haircut and travel is so much different. But in any event, when travel was allowed to be ahead to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it doesn't apply in the following scenario. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalet tells us, Pirush, the Me'eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, if you traveled from one part of Eretz Yisrael to the other part of Eretz Yisrael, you went from Haifa to Tel Aviv, O Michutzel Oretz Lachutzel Oretz, you went from New York to Philadelphia, you went outside Eretz Yisrael from one city to another city, so then, Af Biyotzel L'tayel, She'enu Dvar Mitzvah, then, since there's no reason that you can't go from Tel Aviv to Haifa, you're not going down in Kedusha, there is no problem in traveling on that, even for Rishus, for personal pleasure, private, personal reasons, nothing to do with business, nothing to do with our mitzvah. And certainly in Chutz Loretz, there's no more holiness in New York than in Philadelphia. So then, afilu hachi, mutlo legaleach, kishloyo pnai legaleach b'yod yom. So the person was traveling in horse and buggy in the days from Tel Aviv to Haifa, or from New York to Philadelphia, and he gets in Erev Yontif, he didn't have a chance to take a haircut, or he finally gets in on Chol HaMoed, so then he'd be allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Kivan. Because when he left from Tel Aviv to Haifa, or Haifa to Tel Aviv, or from New York to Philadelphia, or any other place, Chutz Laretz, he went with permission. There was no transgression involved in his travel. However, and this is a beautiful, interesting idea, but if you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, which is a sin, a person shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael unless he has legitimate halachic reasons to do so. I just heard, for example, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the great posek hador for all of Klai Yisrael, but especially for Eretz Yisrael, never left Eretz Yisrael. So that's the right way. People don't leave Eretz Yisrael willy-nilly. So the only reason you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is, for example, Biyotzel Larviach. You're going for business reasons. Now, in Dirshu Foot number 8, he says, this is not clear what it means for Larviach. So he says, Ha'im heter zeh sh'yotzel Larviach hu rak l'mi she'en lo shum efsharus l'spanis Eretz Yisrael. Is this only for a person that just can't make a living in Eretz Yisrael? He does some sort of parnasa that there just isn't parnasa there in Eretz Yisrael for that. Or he's a banker. He's making a nice parnasa in Eretz Yisrael. But if he goes to Chutz Laretz, for whatever the reason, for a period of time, he'll make even more. So, is this allowed? So, in Simen Reish Mem Ches, we previously learned, Le'inyan Hayotzi B'Shayora, Toch Shlosh Yom L'Shabbos, that you're only allowed to go out with a caravan 3 days before Shabbos, go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. And we said, Shayotzi L'Arviach, if you're going for parnasa purposes, even though you have a lot of parnasa, but you want to make more parnasa, that's allowed. And he brings out the machzor shekel as well. Even a rich person, Adam Oshir, harotz lahagdil es osher, he is a millionaire, he wants to be a billionaire, allowed. That is a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael for parnasa, even though you have parnasa. And he adds, machzor shekel, shekinir midiri Rashi in Moed Katan. He says, this is based upon a Rashi in Moed Katan. So, if the person is leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, not for parnasa, or oliros bnei chaver, or to see a friend, do chashiv dar mitzvah. That's also considered a shtickle mitzvah to go see somebody, to visit somebody. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down there's a raya to this. Seeing your friend is considered dvar mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon brings down from the Gemara in Erevin. The Daf Yomi just did this a short time ago, where it says shemutala ariv erev tchumim. You'll have to make an erev tchumim in order to go see your friend. And that's considered a shtickle dvar mitzvah. Even though we only allowed to do an erev tchumen for dvar mitzvah, the fact that you're allowed to go make a erev tchumen to go visit a friend shows that that's a shtickle mitzvah, a little bit of a dvar mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you left Eretz Yisrael for laharviach, for parnasa purposes, or to see a friend, shemutu lotzeis me'eretz Yisrael b'shulzeh, so then these heterim apply to you as well. However, Masha ain kein letayel ba'alma. If a person just went on vacation, he just went stam, left Eretz Yisrael for no reason whatsoever, that's in the shtickel mitzvah even, the b'chihaya gabna also lotzeis me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'oretz. You're not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz l'oretz for that type of a reason. Lo yitiru lo l'galeach. In that situation, don't tell me that, I didn't have a chance to shave before Yontif, now I'm going to shave al-chol ha'moed. No, that doesn't apply. This heter doesn't apply in this situation. Now we go to Sif Hei. It's an interesting Sif. There is no Ramah and there is no Mishnah Berurah. It's a straight Pashat Din. The Mechaber writes, Sif Hei, Af api sheyitiru l'staper, even though these people in Sif Dalet were allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, lo yistaper b'shus harab mele b'tzina. Don't look for trouble. Even though people probably know that you were got out of jail, you got out of captivity, you were traveling, and therefore we're not concerned about a takola, but don't do it in public anyway. Don't look for trouble. Do it bitzin, or better do it in private. So in case somebody doesn't know, he says, hey, Yanko, he's a rabbi. He's taking a haircut over there. Must be that you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. He may not know that you came out of captivity, etc. So therefore, better to do it, not b'shus harabim, do it bitzin. Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Katan. Here we have an interesting din. Normally, Katan, the obligation to be mechanech mitzvos. But here, Katan mutu legaleach b'moed. You're allowed to give a haircut to a child under the age of bar bas mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. Afilu no lot kodem regel. We're not talking about a brand new baby that was born on Yontif, so he didn't have a chance to take a haircut before Yontif. No, talking about anybody that you had a chance to go and take a haircut before Yontif. If they're a child, it's not a problem. And the Ramah adds, Vafilu b'fahesya, even if it's done in public, shari, because there won't be any chance for takal over here. V'chei mashma mi Mordechai. And this is also understood from the Mordechai that this is allowed. Now let's explain this. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkan Tezvav, he says, the lo shayach beitayma shelo yikonis lamoi kishumanovo. The reason why a child's allowed to take a haircut because he's not involved in the mitzvah not to enter into the yontif like a manuvo, like all disheveled. The lav bar mitzvah, because he's not a bar mitzvah. That doesn't mean he's not a bar mitzvah. So Dear Shu footnote number 12 says, based upon the Shaar HaTzion later on as well, she'ein chiyav al katan shelo l'staper. There is no problem with a katan taking a haircut. El rak mutal al aviv l'chanchol zeh. The father has an obligation to teach his son, but there is no obligation at all on the son in this regard. Likewise, eating on Yom Kippur. So the Shaar HaTzion brings down that there's a difference between the child that's 11 and 12 years old, where there's already a mitzvah d'rabbanan on the son to go and fast. In this situation, even somebody other than the father can't feed the son. As opposed to a younger child that just has to fast a couple of hours, in that situation, the obligation is purely on the father to teach his son. The 6-year-old kid has absolutely, that 10-year-old kid has absolutely no obligation at all. And therefore, anybody else that has no mitzvah to be mechanek the son, there's nothing wrong with it, but of course there's no mitzvah, an obligation, then there is no problem for somebody else to feed an 8-10-year-old kid, as opposed to the father's not allowed to feed his 8- or 10-year-old kid because the father has a mitzvah to be mechanek him in shows. Furthermore, he says, in regards to a katan reading the Megillah, now that's the Rabbanim for the father, so it's also the Rabbanim for the child. Why can't the child be Yotzi the father? So he says that's because it's Trei Rabbanim, that here it's a mitzvah the Rabbanim on the child of Chinuch, and it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanim to learn the Megillah, so it's a double the Rabbanim. And that's why that's a different story, why a child should not be Motzei a adult in the Megillah. However, technically, a child who eats bread and is mechuyev to bench midrabbanon could be motzi his father, who is also only mechuyev midrabbanon because he doesn't eat kedei sviya. In this situation, he says, if the father only ate a beitza or a kizayis and there's no chiyev to bench al sviya, the mitzvah is v'yachalta v'savata uverachta, and if you don't eat kedei sviya, it's only midrabbanon, machlos or yudhi rameir, so then technically the child who's also only one derabbanon could be motzi the father who's only one derabbanon. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. So in this situation, the child is allowed to go take a haircut. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues with Dafka Sheyesh Lo Seor Rav the Mitzar Aydeze. He shouldn't just do it because you want to make him perfect. He has to have a decent amount of hair that is bothering him for him to take a haircut on Cholamoid. And he says as well, the father is only allowed to give his son a haircut. The tzorach haregel who bishvul hakavdim, because for that child, it's a tzorach haregel. I will akon for the father to give a non-Jewish person a haircut. Oser, he's not allowed to do that. Oser legaleach, because the law of the mishar melachos to oser lasoser, because you're not allowed to do melacha on chalamite, and this is a prohibited melacha to do on chalamite. And if you're not allowed to do for yourself, you're also not allowed to do for the akon, unless. Unless Elam Kane ain't lo ma yochal, he has no food, and he's doing it for Parnassah, so then that's one of the heterim to do work on Chol HaMoed. The issue foot number 13 brings down, what about an upshearing? So the first haircut that some have the minhag to give a child, can you do it on Chol HaMoed? So he brings down opinions that say you can, however, he concludes with Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, he should have a refuah shlema. He's sick right now, he should have a refuah shlema. All of our learning, mentioning all the Torah that he's taught should be a refuah shlema for him. He says that we don't do the upshearing on Chol HaMoed. That's the minhag. The issue foot number 14 says, "Davka melacha gemura asa lasos tzorich nachri b'chol HaMoed." Only a real melacha you can't do for yourself, so you can't do it for a nachri on Chol HaMoed. However, to invite a Nachri over to your house to eat on Chol HaMoed, which you wouldn't be allowed to do that on Yontif, so maybe you would have thought you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that B'Chol HaMoed ain't Issebezet. You would be allowed to go and give an Akum food on Chol HaMoed, to cook food for him on Chol HaMoed, and this is also the opinion of the Be'er Moshe Zatzal. And he adds, She is all live shol avur kol b'nei ha-mishpacha, for this situation, it'd be better to go and prepare it as well for your children, your relatives, your household, for other people, and then you can give the akum as well. But don't make something specific for him in a separate kedera, or designate a certain piece beforehand that this is going to be the piece for the akum. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin says, even if the child was born before the regel, you're still allowed to give this child the haircut on the regel. So what is he trying to teach us over here? The Mishnah Berurah says, Rod Shalomah, the Mechaber is trying to teach us over here, after Yochel Legalchum, he called him, Shari, even though he could have taken a haircut beforehand. Nevertheless, since he's a child, you can do it even on Chol HaMoed, Umitama, now, as we just explained above, it should be Mitzdar, and it should be in a way that is, as the Ramah says, not before Hesya, but possible. The Prima Gordon says, even if he's a couple of years old, he could be 12 years old, a 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl. So you'd be allowed to go and give them a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And this is also brought down the Morgan Avram, Chaymuchach Bugon Avram. However, the Morgan Avram has one caveat. Morgan Avram mistapik. He says, maybe, this is a kid, he's a 12-year-old boy and he has a beard. So in that situation, people aren't going to know that he's a child necessarily. Then better not to do that b'fahesya. So even though the Ramah said you can do it b'fahesya under these situations, it'd be preferable not to do it b'fahesya. Sifkat Yud Zayin, the Ramah said it's acceptable afilu b'fahesya. It's allowed. Because it's obvious that he's a katan, and nobody's going to make a mistake and say, well, if he can take a haircut, then I can take a haircut as well. Now, we go to Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Ovel, Rechmona Lassan, a person is an Avelus. So he doesn't take a haircut, doesn't shave for the entire Shloshim. So what happens if this Ovel, Nebuch, he lost his relative a week before Pesach. Ovel Shechol Shvi Shelo B'Shabbos. This year, Erev Pesach is going to be Shabbos. So this is a classical case for this year. And this person's Shiva Nebuch ends on Erev Pesach, and he can't take a haircut then because it's Shabbos. So in this case, the Mechaber writes, this Ovel, Shechol Shvi Shelo B'Shabbos Erev Aregel, the seventh day for his Avelos is on Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif, Mut L'Galeach B'Chol HaMoed. Such a person obviously can't take the haircut during the Shiva, can't take the haircut on Shabbos, which is the end of the Shiva, which is getting up on the seventh day, and then the Regel knocks off the rest of the Shloshim, and normally he would be allowed to take a haircut then. So in this situation, he would be allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Ches tells us the Hari Lo Yochol Legalcho B'Yomzeh, because obviously on Shabbos you can't take the haircut, though it is Erev HaRegel when you'd want to take a haircut under normal circumstances. Now, the Shari Tshuva brings down a huge discussion here in the situation. If it's for a parent, if it's for the other five relatives, so then there is a din that after the Shloshim you're allowed to go and take a haircut and shave. There's no problem. But for a parent, you're not supposed to take a haircut theoretically during the entire year of the avelus for a mother or father, Rachmona Litzlan, and you only have a heter because your chaverim are gorim bo. They say, hey, you look like a schlump, you look like a disheveled person. So that's the heter. So in this situation, the avelus nebuch just occurred 7, 8, 10 days ago when you're talking about a cholamoid, so you're not going to look so disheveled. Are you allowed to still take a haircut over here? So the Shari Tshuva, in Dira Maschel, Ovel Shechol, says, look at the Shari Knesset Gdola, says, Shemi Shesholm Ulamin Shel Ovid B'moed. If somebody who's normal 30 days of avelus ends on the cholamoid, the Garubo Chaveirav, and the friends say, hey, you look terrible, also Legalech Moed, he still shouldn't go and shave on the Moed, on cholamoid. And Alochus Ketanus says, no, you're allowed to. Lahat B'zeh. And then he brings down from the Ber Hetev and also the El Yerabah and the Birka Yosef in the name of the Shari Yeshua that all of these poskim say, we turn to the other side, that Daito Lesar, of course, if she came before Rashi, that you shouldn't take the haircut of Chol HaMoed in this situation based upon Rashi. And albeit not everybody agrees with this, he says, you shouldn't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed in this situation when you're coming out of the Shloshim for a parent on Chol HaMoed. He then brings down as well from the Noda B'Yehuda, Shekosav, the Yeshloma, the Afimu Toch Lamid Al Oviv Be'erva Regel. He says, even if the 30th day of the Shloshim is Erva Regel, El Shigia Shir Ga'ara, the Gorubo Chaverev, and people will tell you, hey, you look terrible, you look terrible. Even then, you'd be allowed to take a haircut on Erev HaRegel. However, he writes, he says, yeah, this is the pure halacha, but one shouldn't do this. Mustama, he's saying that it's still a disrespect to the parent to take the haircut so quickly. He says, unless it's really bothering you, you shouldn't take the haircut then, you should wait a little bit longer. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Misha Hamir Daso, Rachmana Lusan, a person that went off the Derech, really became a heretic. And then Baruch Hashem, the Chaz of Beshuva, and he returns back. So in this situation, the Darko Legalech, it was the custom to go take a haircut. So then, Mut Legalech B'moid, in this situation, brings down from the Truma Sedeshin, you'd be allowed to, this Baal Tshuva would be allowed to go take a haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nites tells us, Darku legaleach. What does that mean? Pirush, but mokum shenogim shabali tshuva megalchim. When a person is chozer b'tshuva, so they had a custom that he would go take a haircut. Why? Because davodas gilulim domi lemeis ulametzora. Because a person who nebuch went off the derech like this and worshipped avodah zara is like a dead person or is like a metzora, and both of them shaton giluach. You require a haircut, and therefore, that's what it says here that there's a minhag to go be legaleach. And therefore, you're allowed to do this even on Chol HaMoed. Sivkot Nechof, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Chozer B'Tshuva Kodem Regel, even if he returned and became a Baal Tshuva before the Regel. Vayechol Legaleach B'Kodem, and he had an opportunity to go and cut his hair before the Regel. Nevertheless, Afilu Hakishar B'Di'evet. We allow this over here, B'Di'evet, because Shari Ein Mitzarfin also Lechol Dover Shebekdusha Achi Galeach. Because we are strict and don't let him do anything until he takes his haircut. It's demonstrative that he is now coming back to the fold, and therefore this haircut is very important. This number 16 brings down mashma. It's mashma from these words. Shemut l'stape b'chol hamoed kishet tzorach mitzvah b'davar. From here, you see that anytime there's a mitzvah to go take a haircut on chol hamoed, you'd be allowed to. So, for example, somebody who's tefillin, who wears tefillin on chol hamoed, and his hair became too long. He has a chup, and he didn't realize beforehand, or he maybe took a haircut beforehand, but it's grown so much, and it's his tefillin aren't felt to be in a proper place because of the hair. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, he would be allowed to go and trim his hair in the area of the tefillin, and it shouldn't be a chatzitza when he puts it on. Hair normally in its place is not a chatzitza, but if it's too much, it could be a chatzitza. And he says, likewise, a woman, she normally is a married woman, covers her hair, and she covers her hair totally, and her hair is growing too long, and it's coming out of her kerchief, it's coming out of her tichel, and she wants to cut it a little bit so it shouldn't be seen on the outside. So he brings down from the Das Torah, Shemuteres Legaleach. The woman in this situation can also take a haircut, even a Chol HaMoed, and this is also the Shita of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. With this, we conclude today's shir.